The government has warned hundreds of thousands of Americans living abroad that they're potential targets for terrorism. The State Department says the expatriates are obvious symbols of American capitalism, and that the bombing campaign in Afghanistan gives them all the more reason to keep a low profile. NPR's Renee Montagne asked some if they've been following that advice.
Debbie Graham is a New Jersey girl who fell in love with Cape Town after sailing there 5 years ago with her husband. So they moved, and she landed a job as an office manager in one of South Africa's information technology companies. I asked Debbie Graham the question I would ask all the expatriates: have you done anything to play down your American identity?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely have. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, there was a march in the main street of Cape Town, and there were approximately 7,000 Muslims who were chanting anti-American slogans. And unfortunately, I do have to de-Americanize myself. And I also don't go out in the streets wearing T-shirts to say, hey, I'm American. Yeah, I got a big bullseye on my back. It's unfortunate. I actually don't want to do it. I'm actually very proud of being American. Recently, when I go out, when I do go to shops, people say, oh, you're from America. I say, no, actually, I'm Canadian.
I am Roshan Khadivi. I was born in Tehran, Iran. I moved to the United States in 1984.
Roshan Khadivi is part of the small American community in Dushanbe, Tajikistan, where for the past 8 months she's helped train local journalists. Since becoming an American citizen, she has embraced that identity, although for a few days following the September attacks, she found herself trying to hide it.
For instance, I removed all the signs that were in the English language of our office, you know, from the streets because I didn't want to grab any sort of attention. So yes, for a while I did. But what we have done is we all have packed actually a bag and ready to go, you know, leave the country in 1 hour if needed. We have sort of studied the maps and we have decided where to meet if something happens so we can evacuate if needed.
Dustin Rhodes teaches at an American school in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He says he's always kept a low profile, and he advises his students to do so as well. But a teacher he knows did have an unsettling encounter.
One of my coworkers went out to a pizza place the other night, and one of the pizza boys said, Allah Akbar, and then said, Orang Amerika Mati, which means that, you know, God is great and that Americans should die. So she didn't say anything at the time, but she called back to the restaurant owner afterwards, and he apologized to her for it. But this was an isolated incident.
My name is Celine Daly, and I've been living in India for about 3 years now.
Celine Daly is a medical doctor who does AIDS research and lives with her husband and two young children in New Delhi.
We worry about things a little bit more, like when we want to go to the embassy to swim at the pool, or my son has recently transferred to the American Embassy School, and we were just thinking, if we would have known this in August, maybe we would have left him at that Indian school. It would have been better security. But in the end, he goes to school and we go to the pool, and nothing has changed, really.
I'm Josh McLeader. I was born and raised in New York City, and now I live in Tashkent, Uzbekistan, now for a little bit over 3 years. I know the first week I was really in shock, and I was walking around in shock, and I hadn't slept well, and I know my eyes were definitely red. A lot of people who I knew, who knew that I was an American, all were really very free with offering condolences to me. Otherwise, besides that, what's been different? I call my mother much more.
You do. I bet she appreciates that.
Yeah, well, now it's just at the point where I don't even think about what the phone bill is going to be. You know, you have to talk with your friends and family.
Josh McLeader, Celine Daly, Dustin Rhodes, Roshan Khadivi, and Debbie Graham, Americans living abroad in the aftermath of September 11th. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News, Washington.